It's 6:15 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. You are with Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibugo. And the administrator of Legwa Municipality, Johan Mettler, is with us again this evening. As we promise, he will be with us for the rest of the week as we continue on our series on the Legwa Local Municipalities 2021-2022 Integrated Development Plan and Budget. And do remember to go to the Legwa Local Municipalities Facebook page to read through the IDP plan and get a better understanding of the projected sort of plan to obviously rectify some of the issues that are faced in that area. And if you want to be part of our conversation, you can send through a WhatsApp on 072-885-7702. That's 072-885-7702. Or you can tweet us on at RiseFM943. And for those of you on Facebook, you can go and comment on our post, which is at RiseFM943, Taking Care of Business. You can join the conversation there. But first things first, welcome back, Johan.
Thank you very much, Zingisa and Wandile. Happy to be back. And if I can just quickly grab 30 seconds just to remind all those in and around Legwa of the vaccination program. About 2,100 people over 60 so far vaccinated. We please come register and vaccinate at the Stanerton Association for the Aged, the Stanerton Hospital, the Lilian Mamabakazi Health Center, the Morganson Library, and the Sakile Hall. Please come. There's a third wave. We want you to be safe. Thank you very much, Agisa.
No, Johan, yeah, I think that's a very important message for everybody there. I hope they've got all those details to get vaccinated as quickly as possible. But I just wanted to start here. I mean, last week, and I think, you know, I saw this in many media publications. You know, we obviously asked previously about the MM resigning and those rumors. And, well, on Friday, a statement came out about Ms. Mhlongo Ntshangase's departure. Just wanted to find out, Johan, what changed today?
You know, to resign or not is a personal decision, and it was a decision that the MM made, that she wanted to pursue some other avenues. We've had a discussion, we had a private discussion, and at the end of which she handed me her resignation, with effect from last Friday, you know. So, and again, you know, I want to thank her for what she has managed to achieve at the municipality, and I wish her well in her future endeavors.
Yeah. Now, Johan, just a quick question from a listener as well that came through to us, and I'm just going to read what he's written to us here on WhatsApp. He says, I have to say that I'm very, very happy by the team work demonstrated by the community to assist and open their homes in order to assist with the current water issue. This shows that if everyone is clearly informed and knows what is happening, they would pull their weight in actually assisting. I personally feel that community engagement and information sharing is very poor from the municipality side. And if it happens that it's clearly false information, then it leaves some members defeated. So the question then that comes through is to say, how are we planning to improve on that? Because information should never be given for the privileged only, you know. And he indicates that I had to spend the whole day to explain to Abogogo, winning the grandmothers there, Nabumkulu, meaning the grandfathers who don't have Facebook and WhatsApp and access to Rise FM, in terms of this information. So yeah, that's a listener. They're just basically saying, look, how does the municipality then disseminate information
to your older,
yeah, beyond these platforms that we currently have, to maybe people that might not have access to these platforms?
Yes. That is a very, very important matter. You know, government is notoriously bad at communicating. I said from the beginning, you know, that we want to communicate and work in an open and transparent manner, so that people are informed, so that they can plan, but then also, you know, that we can also be held accountable by the promises that we make that we then would have to in fact undertake and comply with. So how do you do this? One has to lead by example. That's how I work. So I try very diligently, and I know that not everybody has access to emails and WhatsApps and all of that. But just as far as that is concerned, I try very diligently to respond to each and every email or WhatsApp or whatever it is that I received. And I think my record there speaks for itself. If it hasn't happened, then I'm sure that you will be overwhelmed by phone calls. So that's where it starts. And that approach I have then visited upon my staff to say rather over communicate. Admittedly, it is still via those platforms, and it indicated to me that not everybody has access to it. So clearly we have to inform, also through either the printed media or through printed material of ourselves, where we through flyers perhaps make information more available. It is certainly something that I will request my colleague Rebecca, who's in charge of communication, to look at and to report that how it is that we can communicate. But I have found that there's a lot of good faith, and I must also thank many of the residents of Standerton, of Lekwa, who have engaged with me, who have also indicated that just by communicating, even if it is bad news, at least we know what is coming, and it is not visited upon us unexpectedly. And I think that is a start. It's a small start, but it's a start.
No. Yeah. Oh, sorry. There was a second thing that the listener had indicated there, and I think he speaks about HR issues. He indicates that he doesn't agree that the municipality should basically pay overtime. He feels it's unnecessary, and he thinks that from his own personal experience, the employees like working on weekends so that they're able to get extra monies. And he's asking, are you looking at maybe re-looking at some of these things? Because obviously they can be quite taxing for the municipality, I would imagine, from a financial perspective.
Yes, I'm sorry I missed that one. We are very careful with overtime. You know, there are laws that say that you can't work over 40 hours per month, you know, and we stick to it in those parameters. But also, there are safeguards. Overtime is planned. So if your name is not in a sheet that says that you anticipate to work overtime and a supervisor would confirm that, then you're not going to be paid overtime if you should work overtime. That's the first thing, and that happens because I signed these things off. On Friday, I received a massive bunch, and I went through all of them, and they all comply. So both in terms of the planning and in terms of the actual overtime. They are in a municipality like Lekwa, which has allowed the infrastructure to simply just gone to waste. There's a lot of overtime in terms of emergency overtime, where you simply have to attend to a block sewer or electricity or the infrastructure just going falling apart. So those things are looked at on the merits, and then they are approved still within the 40 hours. So we do have measures in place. People don't just go around deciding to work only on weekends. If it happens, it should be the exception. And I do expect my managers and the supervisors to bring that to my attention or to manage it there at that level. But certainly we have really dealt with overtime. It is now within the police courts. Thank you.
And for those of you who have just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. You are with Zengisa Chirwa and Wande Mazibuko chatting to the administrator at the Liqua local municipality, obviously going through some of the issues that are facing that municipality apparently currently. And we seem to have a voice note, a question here, so let's take a quick listen.
Good evening, Rise FM. I would like the administrator. Yes, the water is back, but in what 7? We don't have water. We don't have water. Since we don't have water, we don't know what's happening. Because last time when we didn't have water, someone tampered with a valve there at the reservoir. Can he please investigate? We cannot live like that. We don't have a water. We have to hire people with them so that we can have water to go and fetch water somewhere. Can you please ask him to investigate, please?
Johan, so that is a listener from Ward 7 saying that while the water is back in the municipality, it seems that they don't have water and seemingly someone is tampering with the valve. And it sounds similar to Chester from Sanderson, who also said that in Cosmo Park, they see that the municipality open and close a valve and the community in the upper part doesn't have water in the day and it only comes back later at night. So is this part of the water saving plan from the municipality side, or is this maybe something that needs to be looked into?
Okay. It is so. I'll be with the Cosmo Park issue second.
Mm.
But it is so that traditionally there are areas, the higher lying areas, in other words, the water is really pumped up, that have over the years received less water simply because of water pressure problems.
Mm.
And in that case, I'm advised that we are using water tankers. Now that should not be, you know, your system. Any system is supposed to be able to deal with the geography and the topography of a place. So that is something that is certainly on my agenda in terms of making sure that my lying areas actually get water and that our pumps actually be in a position to have the capacity to pump water to those areas. But, mm. but I know that currently there is a water pressure issue in the higher lying area. But it is receiving my attention because simply it's a matter that's apparently been coming on too long, and that in itself is unacceptable. So there is an answer for this. This is not the only municipality in this country with higher lying places, and it's a matter certainly that I think to address sooner rather than later. On the Cosmos Park, we are obliged to give a particular quota to the big factory, the Astral factory or Goldie, and it is during the course of the day when the water pressure would then decrease in the Cosmos Park area. Now, ideally that should not be the case, but it is currently the case until we invest in upgrading our infrastructure so that we can not only provide the water, the quota to the factory, because they need that water to actually run a business and to provide jobs. But then also to have the infrastructure to ensure that residents in Cosmos Park and surrounding areas have a consistent supply of water, as far as the water pressure is concerned. So it is a matter also that apparently has been coming on for some time. We are in discussion with both water, bottled water and sanitation, and with Goldie, to see to the extent to which we can actually have a dedicated line to them as far as water is concerned, as well as electricity. Mm-hmm. So that is certainly something that is in the offing, and hopefully, within the next month or three, or maybe even I should say four, because I should not make promises, we can come to a situation where we have that consistent supply of water. But it is something that is high on my agenda. Is it, Giza?
Yeah. Now, Johan, just another question. I mean, you mentioned obviously Astral, and I just wanted to find out, I mean, are you guys looking at maybe, you know, compensating Clearwater and Goldie for always trying to bail out the municipality? Is it something that you guys are looking at in the future, or do they have any expectations?
Well, to be frank with you, you know, when we had our discussions with them, there was no indication of any expectation. I got the sense, you know, that they regard that it was regarded as a civic duty, something that they do because it is also in their interest. I'm eternally grateful for the gesture on their part. Very few businesses that would actually go that extra mile, and they really do go an extra mile. There's an electrical engineer that actually, when the shoe really pinches, that he's more working on our infrastructure than doing his job at Astral.
Mm.
You know, so we really do owe them. But we are trying to fix the original problem. So as far as electricity is concerned, it is certainly now on our agenda. We spoke to Eskom, looking at a dedicated line, so that we can also take pressure off our line. You know, so that doesn't mean that they would, for example, necessarily, and I'm choosing my words very carefully now because we are still in discussions.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they would necessarily become Eskom clients. That is not something that certainly I would propose. But we should be in a position where we can both be happy in terms of them having dedicated water, dedicated electricity, and us having the benefit of having them on our books, and also being able then to provide extra or having extra electricity and water available for the rest of Lekwa.
And now, Johan, our next question.
Yes.
Our next question is more a commentary than it is a question. This listener says, just a suggestion. In the past, the municipality used to use a loudspeaker on a vehicle driving around making announcements. Maybe Johan and his team can consider this again. So is this something that you're possibly looking into for those who maybe don't have access to social media or the radio?
Yes, indeed. Indeed. The loudhailer is a very usual way of communication in some areas. It's also in Nelson Mandela Metro where I was. So as far as the IDP meetings are concerned, I know that we are planning for an IDP meeting in two wards. I just forgot the number of the wards now, but they're in the rural areas where we actually use a loudhailer to inform people of the particular meeting. And then having face-to-face meetings there, but certainly in certain areas really lend itself to the use of the loudhailer, and it is something that we certainly would use or have been using.
Yeah. No, very, very great, Johan. I think the water issue keeps on coming up for some of our listeners as well. I mean, are we looking at maybe a sort of I don't want to use the word normal, Johan, because I don't know if we're going to get to a state where it's normal, but are we going to get maybe to a point where we've got constant water supply, you know, especially in the next few weeks? Is it something that's plausible at this stage? Is it something that can happen?
Yes, it is something that is plausible, but it is not going to be within the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth. We're literally making a list of all of the most immediate infrastructure needs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the most immediate, the most acute. Then we're looking at the longer term, let's say within the next 12 to 18 months, the kind of infrastructure refurbishment that we will build in the area of especially water, water and sanitation, and then electricity.
Yeah.
Obviously, when I speak to Sunrail, and I speak to Sunrail on Wednesday, we will certainly throw roads in the mix. You know, there are some dangerous potholes in and around Lekka. So we're making a list of those, and what we are doing, working together with the National Treasury in Pretoria, and with the MISA, the Municipal Infrastructure Support Agency, is to put together projects and finding money within the intergovernmental fiscal system to actually fund those. You'll be surprised, but although there is no money, there is money, because not all municipalities spend their money. So there is that when we reach that stage, let's say in it's normally around September or October, when such money become available, or if they are available sooner, if there are special grants, that we can then actually deal with those matters. But right now, I can't tell you exactly which ones, because it is really, really very early days. It is now the end of my second week or the beginning of my third. I think it's the beginning of my third week here. We are now starting to look at fixing things.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting out fires, you know, the fires is one thing.
Yeah.
We actually would now need to get to the cause of the fire. So we are getting there. But we will keep you posted. We'll keep the residents of Lekwa posted on the things that we do, and what we anticipate in the future.
I've got a lot of respect for you, Johan. You looks like you've got a lot, you know, on your plate at the moment. But I think, you know, I'm quite encouraged by, you know, what your team has been able to achieve so far as well. And I just wanted to say thank you so much again, Johan, for joining us this evening, and please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Oh, okay, that was quick. I'm looking forward to our next chat.
Yeah, that will be tomorrow, Johan, definitely.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, thanks, Johan.
And that was the Lekwa Municipality's Administrator, Johan Mettler, on the Municipality's Integrated Development Plan and Budget Consultation Program. Obviously, just discussing a few issues that have been raised by residents on this platform. Remember to visit the Lekwa Local Municipality Facebook page to find out more about the IDP and maybe put in your input to see what you would like to be done for the municipality. And just a reminder, Rome wasn't built in a day, so it will take Johan some time to get things together, but it does seem that they're on the right path, and I mean, transparency is key.
I think so too, Zings, and I think that's what I've been impressed about, is the fact that if you're willing to come, and especially on a public platform like this, and say, look, I'm here, we understand what the challenges are, we understand what the problems are, and it's what and I think that process standard on. Obviously, for Banda standard on, it's very difficult at the moment. And especially coupled with the fact that it's winter and there are also electricity issues as well. But what I do commend the municipality in terms of the administrator coming through to a public platform and saying, here I am, I'm not hiding, and this is what we're trying to do currently. And if you want to ask questions, you're more than welcome to do that. So I'd like to urge Zing Sabuti, especially Abahlali Basa Standerton, even Abahlali Standerton, if they can still continue to send us questions, especially when we've got Johan on. And obviously he'll be back tomorrow, he'll be back on Wednesday, and he'll also be back on Thursday as well.
It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.